Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast. A podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. Summer started a few days ago in the Northern Hemisphere. That means that it will be warm outside, not ideal running conditions. So here are some tips to make it through the summer as a runner. But before I dive more into the topic, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, share it on your social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. Just a few days ago, I had a track session on my training schedule. Quite a hard one, with 4 by 6 minutes of fast running. Gladly, I was smart enough and I changed the session to 5 by 1 minute and 5 by 30 seconds. And there's another thing I did. During the reps, I never looked at my paces. I ran them all by feel. Our bodies don't understand pace or speed. The only thing our bodies understand is effort. And the effort for the same speed or pace will be higher when temperatures go over 20 degrees, not to mention over 30 degrees as we had them over here in Central Europe during the last week. With that in mind, my first advice. Don't run by pace, rather run by effort. I know it's not measurable, but you'll learn how to do it. For those of you who would still like to have a suggestion about how much slower we need to run, you will find calculators online. So if you are, let's say, a 3-hour marathoner, you would be able to run a marathon at higher temperatures in around 3 hours and 20 minutes, so quite a bit slower. And with that in mind, we need to adjust all our running paces, because as soon as the temperatures will drop, we will be able to run faster at the same effort again. Personally, I don't run inside on a treadmill. But if the temperatures are over 30 degrees and you only have time to run during the day, a gym might be a smart decision. With that, you'll be able to avoid the extreme high temperatures that have a massive impact on our bodies. And the other positive thing about it is that you can have something to drink nearby, so you're not going to be dehydrated. Which brings me to my next advice. Drink a lot, more than you are used to. But don't just drink during your runs. Drink more even before and after your runs. You don't want to get dehydrated. When it comes to running, I suggest you use a sports drink that has a lot of sodium and electrolytes. Personally, I use the Victus sports drinks. I'm gonna leave a link to their webpage in the description of this podcast, in case you want to take a look at them. It is an affiliate link, and I get a small commission from each purchase you make. And it helps this podcast. They produce pre, during, and after activity drink mixes in different flavors. Have goals and set up a reward system for yourself. You may wonder why having goals could be beneficial for summer running, or what kind of rewards you should give to yourself and why in the summer? Well, goals and rewards can be a great motivator to lace up your running shoes and go out running. Especially if you wake up almost in the middle of the night when everybody else is sleeping to get your workout done. Speaking of that, another advice. The temperatures are lowest early in the morning just before sunrise. This is also the best time to go out running in the summer. The other option is late in the evening, but there are days when it just doesn't cool down, so early mornings are still the better option. Now, back to goals and rewards. It's much easier waking up at 4 a.m. to go out running when you have a clear goal to work towards. But it shouldn't be too distant in the future. If, for example, you are training for a marathon in October, this goal might be too far in the future to motivate you. If you set yourself a goal like running a specific time or distance and in all of August, that should do the trick. And if you manage to do all planned runs for a week, you can reward yourself with ice cream or chocolate. That again will help to get you out the door in such warm conditions or at an early hour. Humidity just crossed my mind. It depends a bit on where you live, but humidity in the summer can be higher when it gets warmer. Now, humidity is for us runners even a bigger enemy than heat itself. It prevents our sweat to evaporate from our skin, and we heat up even faster than in low humidity conditions. There's not much that will help except maybe for cool water. We simply have to use each stream we run by or each water fountain so we wash off the hot sweat that's on our skin. This will help to cool down our core temperature, but only for a while. Now, I see quite some posts where male runners are running topless in the heat or using singlets. But the better option are technical t-shirts that are a bit wider. They provide more skin coverage, and if they are wider, we allow more airflow, which also helps to keep cooler. Now, some even suggest that we should use cotton t-shirts to run when it's hot outside. The theory behind that is that the sweat stays on the cotton and that this moisture helps to cool down our bodies. Well, it could be true, no idea. I'll stick to my technical t-shirts. Don't forget to protect yourself from the sun and the heat. Now, this is important. Look at me, for example. I have little to no hair, and running without a hat when the sun is shining is probably not the best idea. But there's another positive thing when you run with a hat. If there's some sort of water anywhere on your running route, you simply put the hat in the water and back on. It will help to cool you down. And then there are even other ways to protect yourself. Don't overthink, don't complicate, just do what your body needs and help yourself out. We humans are strange. As much as we love changes, Our bodies need quite some time to get used to them. So if, for example, you are traveling somewhere where it's warmer, or if a heat wave comes along, our bodies need time to get comfortable to these new conditions. Therefore, it's okay to run less or for a shorter period of time when these warmer temperatures come around, at least for a few days, so our body has time to adapt to the new conditions. As I said in many episodes, we all are different, and what works for someone might not work for another one. But if you'll roughly follow these guidelines, I'm quite sure you'll be able to enjoy your runs even during those hot summer days. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running buddies. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!